Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I'm feeling good right now. This room has got a lot better looking. We now have two beautiful women in the room and three really handsome men.
But Tom, there are five of us?
Five men in the room.
Well, that means if you're looking around and you see three handsome men, guess what?
Is he talking about me?
All you got to do is run faster than your other buddy, and the bear eats him. I think it's the same joke. With us in the studio, we have an incredibly talented guy named Clayton Anderson. Clayton's going to write another song for us that he doesn't know he has to do. Clayton came. I'm going to do one of my songs. Well, that'd be really easy because you wrote it and you know it, but it'd be a lot more fun if we had you do something you've never even heard because it hasn't been written yet. And that's going to involve our other guest.
Absolutely.
We want to put him on the spot.
The pressure.
I'm not going to give him much time to think on this one either because with us in the studio, from our staff, her name is Kat.
Hello.
And she's a beautiful young woman.
Thank you.
And you're not even of age yet, are you?
No, I'm 20.
20?
Yeah.
Okay. When do you turn 21?
November 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. You're currently a college student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have wasted most of your summer in this building. We apologize.
That's the spirit.
Now, I only know you as Kat.
Mm-hmm.
But presumably you have a full name.
Yes. It's Kitty. No, I'm kidding. It's Kat Anagnos.
Mm-hmm. Anagnos.
Kazuntite.
Yeah.
Is that, what is that?
Greek. Yeah,
if you couldn't tell.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, A-N-A.
Whoops, sorry. A-N-A.
Yeah, this isn't going to meet your waspy convenience.
A-N-A-G.
N-O-S.
Okay, Anagnos. Okay,
yes, that's, there you go.
So, but it's Kat. Is it Kat with a C or a K?
With a C.
Okay, well, Clayton, good luck. Good luck rhyming Anagnos. You are a beautiful young woman. You have kind of blondish hair, sort of dirty blonde.
Oh, thank you.
Wasn't that the way you call that? I'm not trying to be mean.
I showered today, Tom.
Dirty blonde's appropriate. It's okay.
I'd hate to hear it if you're trying to be mean. Go ahead.
No. Wouldn't you call
the other?
They call that dirty blonde, yeah.
Dirty blonde, or the other option would be ashy. So let's...
Like my skin. No.
No, yeah. No, ashy sounds...
The ashy girl.
No, ashy. Isn't that... Well, that's got a whole different meaning in a different work culture, but
yes.
No, I would say dirty blonde. Okay, you've got blondish hair. And,
blonde hair.
Okay, and you're very, very attractive. So,
thank you.
And we're trying to write a song about you. The audience can't see her unless they're watching during the
Which
free
they
Bob
should
and Tom
be. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Turn it on. Turn it on.
And our cameraman is a very healthy young man with the hormones flowing, so I'm sure he has the cameras on the two ladies, not on, say, me or Josh. Don't you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, if he were a wise man.
But yeah. Josh is very handsome.
Well, that's sweet of you to
I'm
say.
Sure the,
but still,
I'm
but
sure I, the ladies would like to
Boo, Josh!
But most people should be looking at Grace and Kat.
Oh, thanks, Josh.
And Clayton. Let's not...
There
that's
you go.
That's true.
Ladies, tune in for Clayton.
We have been, so...
Clayton is here for the ladies. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Grace is about to slip out of her seat.
A little something for the ladies.
Oh, my God. Okay, now, Kat, we have some...
Oh.
Is this your theme song?
Yeah.
Do you know this one?
No.
Little Cat Scratch Fever.
Wait a minute. You don't know this song?
How do you? Oh,
she's 20.
I'm 20.
Yeah.
The greatest song ever written with the word cat in it?
No.
This is Ted Nugent, formerly of the Amboy Dukes. Top 10 guitar solos of all time. Journey to the Center of the Mind. Ted Nugent. Would you agree?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't believe you don't... You need to change your life and listen to the song on Spotify every day.
I have Apple Music.
Listen to the first line here and see what you think it means. Here it comes. Okay, that's a little awkward. That's a little awkward. Sorry, I thought it was a different line. I thought that was the second verse.
You should have
He's getting cat scratch fever. No,
that's a thing, you know.
No, you're
you
a guitar,
get
you're,
sick from your cat.
You're a guitar player. Would you agree that the guitar solo in Journey to the Center of the Mind, one of the top ten?
Ted
Nugent and the Amboy Dukes.
I agree 100%.
God, I love that song. Ted. Now, so it's Kat Agnatic. No, sorry. Kat.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Anagnos.
Yes.
Okay, so the nag is the...
Ooh, you're so close, though.
Make it stop.
The
just
nag the
stop.
Nag is where the emphasis goes?
Right. The
Anagnos.
A nag with a nose.
Is
yes.
your mom Mrs. Anagnos?
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
Does your dad ever mention nagging to her?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, so she didn't just marry him. She took the name, and boy, did she take it.
Yeah, she, yeah.
Now,
well, when he mentions the nag, his wife mentions the nose.
Yes.
Now, that translates from the Greek, I understand, to one agnos.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh my God. I didn't learn that in Greek school, but I think you're right.
We haven't even got to the Greek part yet. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to. Kat is a broadcast student, I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. And now, did you bring in some news stories to read?
I did, yes.
Okay, well, let's do one of those while, because I know Clayton's over there trying to think of a song. Now, Clayton, you have to have at least her name in there somewhere. Okay.
And you don't just mean Kat. You mean...
I mean the
Anagnos. Anagnos.
Oops. I got to look
at the whole
thing. Anagnos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've got a pretty, some would say offensive story, but I think it's suitable.
Wait a minute. Your mom and dad may be listening.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. I turned my phone on silent because they're probably like, stop.
Sorry, Mr. Anagnos. Just kidding, sir.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah, but today is actor and comedian Bill Cosby's 80th birthday.
Is it?
Hey,
yeah.
hey.
He's having a...
he's what?
I had to stop myself there.
Don't.
I was going to say...
He's having a party?
Yeah,
party?
Chuck E. Cheese, but...
Oh, I like that very much. Little Chuck E. Cheeses. I think he's really going a little.
They were of age, I think.
Yeah, they were. They were of age, and they were.
He's done that. Why would that stop him?
Yeah, and those little kids, it's hard to get them to go to sleep. But they're so active.
That's right.
You can't get them to take a Quaalude to calm down.
give them a little tussin.
What's going on with him now? He's turning 80.
Mm-hmm. He's
has he been? Is that over?
They're doing the trial again.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah. same group, but they have to get a different jury in the whole thing.
They're taking a break for him to celebrate his birthday. Obviously, now,
did you see when he was leaving the courtroom?
No,
Chick, you were telling me.
Hey, to the heavens!
That's right.
He did the Fat Albert scream. Yeah, I saw it.
Ugh.
I couldn't believe it.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I mean it was quiet. It was. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Self-delusion. Catch it. Now, Clayton, have you had any luck yet? I don't want to put you... We can take a break before you do the song.
If I was going to go over to Mykonos, hey, baby, Kat Agnos, would you... Oh, shoot, I messed it up. If I was going to go over to Mykonos, I would take Kat Agnos. We could go around the world in Yacht Week and maybe skinny dip and I'd get a peek. That's pretty bad.
That was good.
There's potential there.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Great. You whipped out Mykonos.
You need something in there about a fake ID since she's only
20. Oh, yeah, she's only 20, yeah.
It'd be, it would be her and me. Yeah, I can sing it. It would be her and me, naked with a fake ID.
Yeah.
No, we can't go that way.
That sounds rural.
I was going to say
right
going
there.
Into the. Never mind.
So this has been fun. Thanks for having me.
Okay. We have time for. You got another story over there?
Yeah. so it is. Okay. Kermit the Frog. He is getting a new voice.
Wow, what? Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Steve Whitmire is getting rid of the frog in his voice. Ugh, I didn't write that. while for most people that's a good thing, it isn't for fans of Sesame Street and the Muppets. The Hollywood Reporter and ABC News are reporting that Whitmire is leaving his job as Kermit the Frog, and he's been doing it as Kermit ever since creator Jim Henson died in 1990. The new Kermit the Frog will be voiced by Matt Vogel. And he's done the voices of Big Bird, Robin the Frog, and the Count.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Robin's his nephew.
I don't know who.
I love the Count.
That's
me
my,
too.
That is my favorite character. I love
so
the
stupid.
Count.
So stupid.
Because I can count. See.
Do you watch Sesame Street? Not
yeah.
now. I mean, I'm not sure that's.
Yeah,
that
every now and then.
I meant like.
Well, I get done here at 4 and then I go home. Oh, yeah, I watched it.
The Muppet thing is still one of my favorite things at Disney World. I went twice when I was there a couple months
ago.
It's
wonderful.
Yeah. The two old guys up in the balcony.
I hate those guys.
Oh.
What? Statler and Waldorf? So funny.
And, Chick.
They're heckling. That's hilarious.
As we speak, and it may have opened since I left, but the my favorite ride, as you all know, is the Hall of Presidents.
It isn't really a ride.
It's just a ride, yeah.
It's got all these robots.
It's atrocious.
They have robots of the presidents. Well, for those of you that are Americans would enjoy it.
If they would put a president, why don't they put a president on a ride with somebody? Now, that would be something.
Well, you don't want to ride the JFK. You go through
the
they put the bubble top on. No, that's cruel.
Oh
no, the Hall of Presidents, when I was there anyway, was temporarily closed because they have to add a new president, obviously.
Yeah.
But when you walk by, they had those two old guys from the Muppets up in one of the windows doing this live theatrical thing with a bunch of people from Disney. It was great.
That's wonderful. Statler and Waldorf, hilarious.
They were great.
This show ain't half bad. No, it's all bad.
It's great stuff. I love it. My favorite thing about the Hall of Presidents is because they introduce all the presidents and they're all wearing the appropriate suits from the era they come from.
Yeah.
And I swear this is true, and I've sat through this 25 times. Certain presidents get applause and certain presidents get booed.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
and I bet sometimes at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Like Nixon comes up and, you know, you'd be surprised. Kennedy usually gets applause.
Yeah.
And then several of them speak.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Is it hologram or animatronic?
No, it's their robots.
Yeah.
And there's a famous video of one of the
Lincoln,
robots.
Lincoln, slumping
having
over.
Kind of a meltdown.
I love that.
No, it's great. It's a great thing. You should go see it when you go there. Now, we have...
And when you go to Disney World, why not take an Uber?
Ooh.
Don't wait for the buses to come get
that's
you.
That's what I did.
I know that's what you did. That's
I did that the last time I'd been there, the prior time, rather, I had been sitting around waiting for those buses constantly to get from the hotel to the theme parks. I took Uber every time.
Smart.
Right. It was great. It would be like, you know, $6 and I'd be right there. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Oh, hi. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We have a pretty good-looking group here today. It's kind of an unusual day for this show. We have the lovely Grace sitting in for Christy Lee. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
And then over there, we have Kat from our staff. She's new to the staff, and she's a lovely young 20-something?
Yes, 20.
20.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the something is zero.
Yes.
She's 20 years old, and I wrote down your last name because I was having trouble with it.
Anagnos.
Anagnos.
Yeah.
It sounds like agnostic.
Yeah,
it kind of does, yeah.
That's the best way to remember.
And now here's Tom to tell you how you should pronounce your name.
Very good. And are you going to stick with that in the world of broadcasting, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
It's become more common for people to keep their names
mm-hmm.
as opposed to having a fake name.
Right.
Is Clayton Anderson your real name, Clayton?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, no.
Why
no.
Well,
strong name.
Well, if I ever screw up out there anywhere, it's like, oh, man, it's going to go with me the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Clayton sounds a little snooty to me, don't you? Snooty. Hey, Clayton.
Now, have you always been Clayton or were you Clay?
No, always been Clayton. Never told anyone they can't.
What's your middle name, Edward?
Don. Clayton Don's when I know I'm in
Not
trouble.
Not Donald, just Don.
Yeah, just Don.
D-O-N,
that's my
Don?
Grandpa.
The
D-O-N.
Don.
Clayton Don.
Clayton Don.
C.D.
C.D. Anderson. There's your name.
There it is. Jamie.
Or you could flip it and go by Andy Clayton.
Yeah.
I think Clayton Anderson's a beautiful name.
That was going to be my country name. Tom. I never got into country. C.D. My middle name's Dean. So C.D. McGee.
C.D. McGee?
Hell yeah. Mercy sakes.
And fake names can haunt you.
Convoy.
Oh, just ask Chris Gaines.
Oh, yeah. Not so good there.
Wow, that is a really obscure reference that I bet nobody gets except for me.
I didn't get that reference.
Garth Brooks.
The
album back is in character that took out a record company. It's a long story.
That's why we've never heard of it.
It's a long story.
Not a good story.
Yeah, no. With us in the studio, Chick McGee, of course, over there. And joining us in the telephone, another lovely lady. She is Allie Breen. I guess you'd be blonde number three if you were here with us, Allie.
Oh, nice. Piling on the blondes.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I saw that movie.
Oh, wow. I was just going to say. Yeah. Don't confuse it with Piles on the Blonde.
No, that's a medical book.
Yeah, that is it.
I have never heard that used for hemorrhoids. Piles.
Piles?
Except out of you. Piles.
I think that's kind of a
stupid.
A rural.
How about hemorrhoids?
Well, Clayton's mammy's got the piles.
That's why she's laying on her tummy.
Now, Clayton, I can't be standing for your show because I got the piles.
Oh, my God.
By the way, did I mention that Clayton Anderson, the very fine musician, is right here with us? Allie, you're single at present. Is that correct?
I am single at present, yes.
Yeah. If Clayton were here, your teeth would be sweating. This is a handsome man.
It's a struggle to sit in the chair, Allie. I'll tell you that.
Whoa.
Yeah. But now Allie
is... sounds like Grace already has her hands full.
Very
well. Yeah, she has her hands full. So does Clayton, if you heard his song. It's a reference to hands and pants. Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. Now, Allie is a single woman about town in New York City. It's like us.
Yes,
it's
that's
like,
it's the nicest like, thing you've ever said. It's usually on the make.
I think of you as your own version of the show Sex and the City, but it's just you out there. You don't have the three support friends.
I'm a friendless version of Sex and the City.
Yeah. Or Seinfeld.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't have three friends. Now,
more accurate. No,
friends. People have been writing you letters about the world of love, and since, as Chick McGee has pointed out several times, no one in this room is qualified to comment on that.
Legally, I can't. I know.
Okay. So what have you got?
Okay, here we go. Dear Allie, I dated a guy a few years ago who cheated on me. We broke up and haven't talked in years, and then a few weeks ago he started reaching out again about how he'd made a huge mistake and I'm the best thing he ever had. Am I stupid to try to trust him again?
Yes.
Why did they break up? I'm sorry, did he cheat on her?
Yeah.
He was cheating on her, yeah. But now it's been a few years has passed, and he started reaching out, which is weird. That makes me think maybe he has changed, because if it's like a few months, I'd say no, but in a few years, maybe he changed.
Or maybe he went through everyone else in his phone book.
Yeah, she should move on.
Yep.
Well, your thoughts, Allie?
I don't know. At first, I thought the same thing. I was like, I don't know. He ran through everything else and arrived back at that. That's not very flattering. But then I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and thinking maybe there's a chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't you do that recently?
Yeah, it didn't work out.
I was going to say, about a year ago, you were telling us you went back with a guy that cheated on you. But you're giving her the advice, again. Try the same thing.
Yeah.
Eventually, exactly. It'll work. Okay, all right.
Eventually.
Okay.
All right, so give up. Okay. Yeah, there's too many people out there, I guess.
Kat, what would you say about that?
Well, I'm a big believer in treat others how you'd want to be treated.
Right.
So I would dump him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not give him another chance.
No. Okay, there we go. What else have you got, Allie?
Okay. Dear Allie, I have been with my man for 3 years. His sex life is really good and has always included a fair amount of role play. Lately, the only way he can finish is if we talk about threesomes. It's starting to make me feel like I'm not enough.
Yep.
Yeah, no,
out.
No, there's a reason you're feeling
out.
That way,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Out.
Dear being cheated on.
Get out.
You know.
Dear addicted to porn's girlfriend.
Yep.
What kind of threesomes was he looking for?
Yeah.
Was he specific?
The devils or...
MWM? Or?
Well, because Clayton's writing a song in his head right now. It's called You, Me, and Her.
You, Me, and She.
You, Me, and She. Together.
Yeah, that's what she should do, actually. She should start talking about threesomes with another guy.
Yes.
Just bring that in. And,
isn't that called the... What is that called? The Devil's...
Devil's Three-Way.
The Devil's Three-Way.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower, the London Bridge.
Well, the Eiffel Tower is a specific...
The
position.
Chinese finger traps.
That's
sure.
The Chinese yeah. finger trap. That's yeah. a good one.
I'd say get out.
The Jersey
Josh?
Mudslide.
If she's not interested in having a three-way, then yes, they should break up. He needs to be with somebody who's willing
she's
to do that.
She's not interested in having a three-way.
Wait, then, so you think it'll become more than just talk and then he'll need to actually have?
Yeah, if that's the only thing that's getting happen, them.
Yeah, if he can't, if he's yeah. having trouble getting out of the tunnel, if you will. No.
Out of the tunnel.
Clayton, yeah. You want to weigh in on this? Or?
I'd probably move on or go to Mykonos.
Oh. That's a callback, by the way.
Yeah,
Mykonos rhymes with agnostic.
That would be where you'd probably find the devil's threesome, though.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just found that out.
Yeah. No. Okay. Next.
Okay, dear Allie, to spice up our relationship, me and my boyfriend have started watching porn together. He's always picking the movies we watch, and I'm realizing the girls are always young, tiny, brunette, and look nothing like me. Am I being way too sensitive?
No, you're right. Get out.
Really?
So this is three dumpums in a row?
Absolutely.
All right.
Wow.
Well, maybe. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he's just trying to get the brunette out of that, and that's safer. That's better than cheating. At least you guys can sit there and hold hands while he does it.
There's a this goes back. This goes back quite a few years, but there was a very famous episode of the brilliant show All in the Family. Remember this one in which she wore a wig. Gloria wears the wig. Remember this?
No, I don't remember this.
And
no.
Suddenly he doesn't want her to stop wearing the wig. If you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I think.
What do you guys think in general of the watching porn together in relationships?
Love it.
Yeah.
Sorry, was I too quick? Was I too quick?
That was too fast.
Easy, Clayton.
Well, what are your thoughts, Allie?
I don't know, because I was already thinking maybe that's not good if they need to watch porn to spice up their relationship. Because I feel like the relationship sex life on its own should be okay, and then porn should be like people's own thing, maybe. But I don't know. I would feel weird watching porn in a relationship, I feel like.
Honestly, every time I've watched porn with a girlfriend, we watch for like 2 minutes and then we don't care anymore. And then we just have
we're
at
busy.
Each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. All that's, it becomes pretty unnecessary. But for some,
like,
maybe they really enjoy it.
If you find yourself like 40 minutes into the porn and you guys still haven't.
Too far.
Gotten into each other.
Yeah, all of a sudden there are a lot more guys in it.
Literally
than
gotten into
yeah,
each
you, you
other.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Room, so
yeah,
probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are enough people that are addicted to porn already.
Man.
I don't think you need to.
I don't know if. We don't know in. Enough about their relationship to say whether or not she should move
Wait
on.
Wait a minute. That could be the answer to any of We don't know enough about their relationship.
True, but we don't. I mean, if they are truly in love. He just happens to have a thing for brunettes and porn. Who cares?
Well, because he's more interested in that than her.
Well, but not if they're in a healthy relationship.
It sounds like they're not.
See, that's
She's
the thing. We don't know.
Hey, honey, would you put this bag over your face? It's got a picture of Jennifer Aniston on it. But I still love you. And I'll turn the light on halfway through this.
Yeah, that's a tough one, huh?
Have you seen Vanessa Bayer's impersonation of
Jennifer Aniston
on Saturday Night Live? It's wonderful. And she just goes, what? Okay.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll have to see it.
All right, Allie. Well, Allie, thank you very much. Are you on the road this weekend?
No, I'll be in New York at the comic strip this weekend. So if anyone's in the city, come and see me. And if anyone wants to send letters, find me at Allie Breen on Instagram or Twitter is the easiest way to get to me, most likely.
And it's Allibreen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Doing well, Allie? Happy?
Yeah, doing great. And I'm excited to come out and see you guys next month.
Good.
Yeah. We'll certainly look forward to it. Thank you very much. Allie, I love the Dear Allie segment. Thank
Me
you
too.
Very much. Very, very nice.
Thanks now, so much, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Great. Cool. Now, Clayton, you've got your guitar here. Can you grab that again? Yeah. And you've already written a song about both of the ladies in the studio here. This song about Grace and a nice song about Kat.
And, now it's Josh's turn.
He's a lady killer.
Yeah!
Lady killer. Oh, my gosh, it's Josh. I was watching a porno. There was a man on the screen. Oh, my gosh, it's Josh.
Hey, guys. Not involved, just standing next to
him. Look what I'm doing.
He was playing the bartender.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to sing one of your tunes now?
Yeah. If we want to. I don't know. These new songs might be better.
No.
I think
now, we got to mention that... that Clayton is on the road, and you're going to be doing the famous Rathskeller Thursday. Friday, it's the Windy City Smokeout. Saturday in Rochester, Indiana, special benefit for Nick Patterson. The Moose.
Great cause. Gave his life for our country. Great cause.
Great cause indeed. And a special scholarship fund, the Nick Patterson Fund. Now, which one are you going to do for us?
You want to do In the Dark? You want to do that one? Or
yeah.
Do you want to do a new
If this song isn't on your summer playlist, everybody.
You do that.
You're
I love
doing
that
it wrong.
One.
You
want
to do this one? All right.
Yeah.
My baby's got a little secret. She knows I know how to keep it. Ain't trying to tell nobody. She likes it a little bit naughty. She don't mind giving up those kisses. That ain't nobody's business. She's down anytime as long as I keep her in the dark. with her lights down low, nothing but her high heels, talking about a smoke show. She got my number, we keep it undercover. She only lets me love her in the dark. She only lets me love her in the dark. Yeah, she only lets me love her in the dark. Might sound scandalous, but that's how I handle it. Cause I know she's mine on mine as long as I keep it in the dark. With the lights down low, nothing but her high heels, talking about a smoke show. She got my number, we keep it undercover. She only lets me love her in the dark. Hey!
Woo-hoo! Josh, you were killing that, baby.
Oh, thanks, man.
So I don't even know. Every guy wanna take her home. That ain't what's going on. No, no, no. She's right here by my side. Going home with me tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She likes to keep it in the dark. With her lights down low. Nothing but her high heels. Talking about a smoke show. She got my number, we keep it undercover. She only lets me love her in the dark. With her lights down low, nothing but her high heels, talking about a smoke show. She got my number, we keep it undercover. She only lets me love her in the dark. Yeah, she only lets me love her in the dark. Grace only, she only lets me love her in the dark.
Yeah!
Yes, sir.
All right.
Clayton Anderson.
And to note, that's not true. Ladies, if you are on the VIP camera right now, Clayton can love you in the light, in the street,
in the park, in the dim light.
On the hood of a car.
Yeah. Flashlight yes! on
in
your
the
phone.
Grocery store aisle.
Well, that would be
illegal, but
unless the
that makes it more fun.
Store's closed.
In the dark, get that on Spotify now.
Nice.
It is wonderful.
Thank you, Clayton.
Thank you.
Smoke show.
Love that.
We kind of have a smoke show going on in here today.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of them, yeah.
Heck yeah.
A couple of smoke shows happening here. We're very happy with that. Now, Grace is sitting in for, you've been sitting in for Christy. These
I
three.
Have.
Now, you got to tell Clayton, maybe you, wait a second. You're going to Paris, France tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
France.
Oh, oui, oui.
And you're going with another couple, but you're the third wheel.
I am, technically, yes. But
do you parlez-vous français, Clayton?
Un peu français.
Oh, that's ooh. Nice. See, that's enough.
I could use a translator.
That's probably the first time he's ever held his fingers that close. And looked at a woman.
It's usually.
Usually holds his hands about this far apart and goes, ¿cómo se dice un peu? Wait a minute, that's Spanish. Sorry, I was close. Au revoir. What else do you have over there, Gracie?
Let's see. Speaking of which, this isn't your average county fair fortune teller. A brief video posted from China shows an elderly man attempting to tell a woman's fortune by cupping her breast as she looks on, baffled. Mm. The short clip was posted to a video sharing site and shows the man holding a pair of crutches in his other hand, sitting impassively as he puts his hand inside the woman's top.
I can do this too, guy.
So he's reading her nipples?
Yeah. Apparently. He appears unmoved by what he sees in the woman's future as she rests her chin on her hand.
I know, he's thinking, I predict you will remain being incredibly gullible through the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And the best part is at the end, it says, he appears unmoved by what he sees in the woman's future as she rests her chin on her hand and even looks bored.
Hmm. Wow. Well,
so I guess a lot of fortune tellers have been in that area.
I would think probably in the world, do you think in the world population more people believe in voodoo and fake stuff than believe in real medicine? I mean, when you go, if you go all around the world.
Man, I don't know.
Mm-mm.
There are a lot of cultures that are.
I feel like there's a big movement that is accepting both. You have to have mm-hmm. both now. You have to have
like
Eastern and Western.
Yeah.
Because there's this article here. Listen to this. Here's the headline. People are getting exorcisms instead of going to the doctor. This is real.
Sure.
Adam Posamaya, a professor of sociology, has been collecting data on the rise of exorcisms around the world. He says popular culture has brought exorcism back to the consciousness of people. There has been a huge increase in the number of people getting exorcised.
Yeah, but from what I understand, churches won't do it or allow it unless it's like severe.
Well, probably depends where you are in the world.
We needed an exorcism. That lady from, remember, I was yelling for her this morning. The lady from Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
She never showed up.
Zelda Rubinstein.
She's busy with her other clients.
Yeah, the studio is clean.
But instead of having a traditional doctor come, you have the...
You consult the bones. Yeah. Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. You don't get it. I don't know. What is it in the movie? Take two cans of pea soup and call me in the morning.
Yes.
Remember that?
Oh, my gosh.
Boy.
I was mad that they let that out.
What?
After The Exorcist came out, everybody knew. They kept saying,
pea soup.
Oh, well, here's how we filmed it, and it was pea soup. It's much better not to give stuff like that away. Because now when you see it, you're going, oh, here comes the pea soup. It's not as... have you ever seen The Exorcist, Kat?
No. I'm not allowed to watch like R-rated movies yet.
Okay. Is that rated R?
Yeah.
No, that's I'm kidding. I've seen it.
Hard,
yeah,
a hard R.
Oh, you have seen it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That is, it's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they tell you, oh, here's how we did it, and the fake head, and it, you're better off not knowing. It's like knowing how a magic trick works. You just don't want to know.
I was always scared more by The Omen than I was by The Exorcist. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't find The Exorcist that scary.
Are you kidding? Wow.
Did you see it in a movie theater?
Oh, kind of. It was like an outdoor movie theater. I went on a first date and saw The Exorcist.
A first drive-in date.
It was it's called Art in the Park or something, and they show movies at the art museum.
Well, if it's a first date, it's going to be distracting. You're going to be nervous, and
not really.
Outside.
I think he was trying to tell you he liked to kill.
Yeah. he's got three kids now, so you know.
You're not going to be one of those.
So he doesn't like to kill. He likes something else.
Yeah, right now.
Okay. He liked to kill that. Oh, I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
No.
I'm sorry.
He wanted to wreck your... We have...
What is happening?
DTF.
Look, I just want to say...
Dedicated to family.
I just want to say that this nipple reading that this guy is doing is a scam. So if you go to the state fair and there's a thing of ladies come on for a nipple read.
That's right.
Yeah, I know that's true because my numerologist told me. We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast with... a great-looking bunch today. Thanks for joining us. We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts Studios with the very handsome Clayton Anderson and the equally handsome Josh Arnold and Chick McGee.
Oh, hey. How about that?
I think of that, huh?
Okay. I feel like I'm on that show to tell the truth. My name is James Abram Garfield. My name. We have the lovely... Why are you shaking your hand?
What is that, the History Channel?
Yeah.
Dead presidents on...
We have the lovely Grace sitting in. Now, you're not going to be here tomorrow or Friday because you're going to Paris.
I am.
Going to Paris.
Oui.
Okay, that'll be cool. Also sitting in with us today, we have Kat Anagnos.
There you go.
Holy moly, you got it.
Can't believe it.
That's really
impressive.
Took
3 breaks, but he got it.
So I wrote it down and I put a whole little pronouncer code on it. So I got it. And we are going to go back to the news desk with the lovely Grace. Grace, what do you got to wrap things up here?
Sure. Do you want an adorable story or a disgusting story?
We'll do them both.
Okay.
Do the disgusting one first.
Alrighty. New Jersey police say two men broke into a car and dumped a 5-gallon bucket of feces into a business associate's vehicle.
That'll show them.
52-year-old Michael Kishka and 67-year-old...
Someone stole my Kishka.
Alessio Politi were arrested on June 29th, 2 weeks after a Hyundai Sonata was damaged outside Hanover Municipal Court.
No, that wouldn't be a hit and run.
It'd be
No.
What would it be?
I don't know.
According to the Daily Record, Kishka and Politi were involved in a business dispute with the unidentified victim. Police said that the pair broke the car's window and dumped the feces into the vehicle.
How much was it? Does it say?
5-gallon bucket.
Oh, wow. That's
a collection.
That's premeditated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were each charged with criminal mischiefs, conspiracy, burglary, and harassment.
I've had all those on me.
This is like an office dispute?
Yes, it was over a...
So what, for 3 weeks prior, you go, hey, Ed, I got the bucket in the janitor's closet.
I bet you anything this you started in an office. I bet it was something to do with stealing food in the refrigerators.
Yeah.
I bet that's the number one fight starter in offices.
But they broke the windows.
Probably. Yeah. Man, that's extreme.
Well, that's okay. If you've ever had your window broken, that's expensive to fix. It's a shame you didn't have like a sunroof.
The Chicago sunroof, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What it's called? Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll bet that guy's really upset that he didn't pay the extra for the leather seats.
Oh.
Right.
You take that to the detailer. Yeah, those cloth seats. Yeah. Those time I, yeah.
Yikes. And then today is National Pecan Pie Day. If you like nuts and you like pie and you like sweets, today's your day.
Well, there you go. That's so sweet. Now, we have to discover what else we learned on today's show.
Here's Tom.
Let's see. We learned Grace informed us of something, that there are a lot of kangaroos in Australia.
What?
Squirrels. The official story
you
about...
cut me off?
The History Channel ran that whole thing last weekend about how they found this photo.
Fascinating.
Amelia Earhart. And
compelling evidence.
It was disproven.
Conversation
started. It was disproven. Someone found the record of the photo in Japanese archives. It was, in fact,
a game changer.
Taken 3 years
game
prior.
Game changer. Well, let's just agree to disagree.
So it's fake. There was an interesting story about a woman who apparently quite upset, set her boyfriend on fire with gasoline, then put him out with, quote, buckets of urine.
Man.
They apparently had the urine lying around.
Okay. Because, you want the fire back?
Yeah. I guess they were peeing into buckets so they wouldn't wake up her parents or his parents. Some crazy buckets of urine. Again, it sounds like a punk band.
Sure.
From CBGB's about 1978.
Exactly.
Blondie, Television, The Talking Heads, and Buckets of Urine. Clayton Anderson wrote a song about Grace. We liked it very much. Clayton also wrote a song about Kat. We liked that very much.
Mm-hmm.
She turns 21 in November, and she's a dirty blonde, by which I mean that's the name of the color, not a description of her lifestyle as a blonde.
Right.
She's also a filthy whore.
That is a lie. Now you know that's Josh for the lawsuit. This is the Bob and Tom Show.